up some more. I assume we're live, so fuck it. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the episode. Welcome to the Huey Show, episode 6. You know, as you can probably hear it, we're back in the studio. We back in the stew. We're in good old Rack Studios. Please check them out on Instagram. Yeah, I mean, it's Rack Studios. I believe the audio engineer has Roman has some fire coming out for y'all. So don't be. Do not be afraid to check out his album. This is not paid. I'm just doing this out the kindness of my heart. But welcome to episode 6. We got a special guest. Yeah, you know I mean, we grew up together. Yeah, you know I mean, and this the homie right here. This cousin, good old Mike. Yo. Yes, there he is.
What's going on, bro?
You know what I mean, we in our cousins group chat that has other cousins, we always go back and forth on sports
all the time.
All the time. My favorite player, who's always hurt, always gets disrespected by a certain cousin, but we not gonna speak on that. Will
and Gary Payton II.
He's saying he's better than Kawhi Leonard is crazy. But we got some fire topics for you guys. We're gonna have some NBA, we're gonna have some, you know, some good old anime. You know, of course, Drake dropped, but we didn't listen to it. I'm telling you right now, I listened to the first track for like 30 seconds, cut that shit off, and then started watching Drifters. I ain't gonna cap. I ain't gonna lie with y'all.
Bro, that cover art turned me off, man.
Damn, off the cover art, though? Usually the weirdest cover art sometimes have some great music in them, though.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I don't know. It just ain't resonate with me.
Fair enough.
I'll listen to it, though, you know? Give it a fair shake.
But since you're, you know, it's first time guest, why don't you give them a little bit about yourself? You know, you're a comic guy. I mean, you do draw.
Yeah, bro, I gotta get back into that. But you know, I've been drawing since forever, and sitting on ideas, and like I said, I need to get into it because I think about it too often not to. You know, it's at that point where I'm getting tired of my own shit, honestly. So, you know, soon I plan on doing something, you know, get the ball moving and, you know, go from there. But other than that, you know, it's like I was never an anime guy growing up. I started getting into it more. I appreciate the art style and the stories because everything seems to be a little censored and a little bit too safe on this side of the ocean. So, you know, people can go a little more rogue.
Mm-hmm. Speaking on that anime though, right? So we gonna get into sports, y'all. A lot of our topics is sports. I mean, we got some gaming in here, but a lot of it's gonna be sports. But speaking on that anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're all caught up with Luffy and Gear 5 and all that, right?
No, actually.
Oh, I thought you was. I thought you said.
No. Once I saw the hype for Gear 5, I restarted Wano.
Because
like I said, they were taking too long with the filler. Mm-hmm. And it was just, the buildup was killing me and it wasn't going anywhere. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to restart it. And I'm still relatively early in it. Mm-hmm. Once I catch up, mm-hmm. it's like, yo, that animation looked crazy, bro.
But it's crazy to me, mm-hmm. right? Because you're a big, you know, cartoon guy.
Mm-hmm.
Comics
either
guy.
Either way, animation.
But it took, which you're not the first person I heard say this, it took you all the way till Avatar The Last Airbender to really start getting you into the anime part of it. Because Avatar is like a cartoon anime blend.
Right. It's that bridge.
So the fact that it, because what, you didn't start really watching anime, because I know you watched One Piece. One Piece was like one of them.
One Piece is honestly recent because all the free time we had during the pandemic, mm-hmm. I was like, if I'm going to watch 1,000 episodes, it's not going to be any better time than right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I already knew about Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. Actually, I'm one of the few people, I think, who actually have watched all of Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. And I love that show. But I'm caught up with Dragon Ball Z and then OG Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, Shippuden, I didn't get all the way through that. I kind of I want to skip around to get to the good stuff.
Y'all, there's a lot of anime that he will admit to, too, that he has completely missed. Like,
that's a fact.
Like, I've been putting him on to a few. Mm-hmm. Drifters is one. Gate is another one. Now, if you ask a few of, if you ask my brother, like Eli or even Will, yeah, they'd be like, Caleb be watching some out of pocket stuff sometimes. But sometimes the out of pocket sometimes is where the good shit, like the saga of Tanya the Evil. I think that's what the anime is called.
Yeah, I think Google later said that. Tanya the Evil.
Yeah. That right there, even though that little girl, you looking at it, you would think, oh, she's a little girl. But if you saw how crazy she is in the animation style.
I don't take nobody for lightly in anime. Mm-hmm. It'd be a pet.
And pet will tear you up.
Pet be a gun. I'm like, how?
Don't worry about all that.
Bro, remember One Piece? It said it was a sword that ate a fruit.
Yeah.
And it was like an elephant. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who did? What? How?
Not a sword? Chopper. Well, Chopper was an animal too.
I was sage. Animals eat. How a sword gonna eat, bro?
That sword is crazy.
And that shit turned into an elephant.
But it's unique though.
I know, I love it.
Like
that's
like,
why One Piece, I'm like, mm-hmm, you gotta respect it, bro. Cause it's like, who even thinks to do that?
Like, but like the law of Jureki, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was explaining it to Will at first, right? I'm not watching that. I'm not watching a dude who uses recycling to turn recycling into trees. And that's his problem. He said, I'm not watching. I said, Will, and Attack on Titan, because you know how.
Oh, I need to watch that. Oh, so that's one of them I need to watch.
I can't. So then I can't spoil. Something happens in the first. So even Attack on Titan, he was very against it. Attack on Titan. And then I showed him Law of Jureki. Then he got past, and he was like, yo, that's fine. the way he changes the trash in the trees and he uses it a certain way is crazy. Hitman Reborn,
mm-hmm,
that's another one that you probably like because it's more cartoonish,
mm-hmm,
in nature, but it's still the anime style. It's with mafia people.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, nah, man, I'm really surprised it took you this long to get into anime, man.
You know what? I'm surprised also.
Because what? You say you watched One Piece, Death Note.
Yeah, Death Note is what set it off because mm-hmm, because it was the story. Mm-hmm. The art was great as well, but it was just the story. I was like, mm-hmm, like it was a chess match show.
Mm-hmm. You know what you got to watch? You got to watch Code Geass.
Okay, I heard of that.
And if you like Death Note, it's not in the universe of Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still good because I watched it. For me, it was good. Death Parade.
Okay.
It's more subtle. But it's in a bar.
Okay.
So all of it's within one space. But it's still great, and there's even a L appearance in it.
There's an L appearance in it?
Yeah. So.
Mm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But if you like Death Note, Death Parade's pretty good, and Code Geass is great.
Oh, I forgot to mention, and this is a classic one that I feel like everybody should watch: Cowboy Bebop. Obviously.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic. Even though I haven't watched it all the way through, I've watched.
You haven't?
No. Mm.
Okay, that's one of the things. Like I saw that. I saw the movie of that, bro. Mm-hmm. I just love that show, the animation and everything. Like, that's mm-hmm, one thing about me I can honestly say. Like, 90s animation, 80s animation, I love that shit. Like, the hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's more expensive now, but...
Mm-hmm. So then, you would like Black Blade and stuff like that. Like Black Blade is like a mecha anime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like mostly, it's not, a lot of it's hand-drawn. And the story's also fire. People do die. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. The older I get, I've noticed the more it has to be like realistic. Like you mm-hmm, can't have people just getting smacked. Like One Piece is a little different.
No, here's the thing about One Piece. I'm glad you said that, because the thing is, they'll set up. I'm going to Sky Island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Enru goes with that lightning, mm-hmm, and you think he kills the girl's father,
mm-hmm,
and it's like, whoa, this dude's actually dangerous. And you do the whole thing, mm-hmm, where he's wiping people off the board and he's predicting how many people will be there at the end. It mm-hmm was like five people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking all these people are dead.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the dude with the glasses. It was like they did the slow motion. They gave him everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody was fine at the end of the arc. And that happens so much at One Piece. And I'm just sitting here like, why'd you even gas it up?
No, well,
they do it a lot.
Alabaster, though. You do have people dying. It's just not like as if One Piece people don't die. They do die.
No, they do die. It's mm-hmm. just, for me.
Well, a lot of them are in the past, though. I will say that.
I was going to say, my thing is, if you're going to set it up, they got to die, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want the impact to be there. Because it's like, the hindsight of it, I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. okay, it was cool. It wasn't that big a deal. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
No, I what you're saying. I get it. That's why in most of my animes and mangas that I read, oh, people die for real. Like
that's what I'm
characters, saying. Characters that I even like, I'd be like, damn, they killed my boy off like that. But there's also a lot of animes and mangas, like, because we were speaking about this in the car, mm-hmm. about how sometimes they take too long to drop a new manga chapter, and if you're already serialized and mm-hmm. about to become an anime,
yeah.
they need you to put them out.
Because you're killing the momentum.
Yeah, that's content for them.
Right.
That's and unless you go way off street, like how a few anime have done, and people didn't like when they did it.
Yeah.
Then it just creates a bad.
You lose the magic.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't do that. But I could be consistent with it.
Yeah, no, because it's just, like I said, there was this anime name, or not anime, this manga. Let me see if I can pull it up. Kill Doll Kills. Is this it? Let me see. Dolly Kill Kill. Okay. Right? So you think if you looked at it, oh, fuck it. If you wouldn't think it is what it is if you saw, let me see if I can show you.
I was like, you're being very vague.
Yeah, hold on. Like, they had such a dope idea, right? That little doll motherfucker mm-hmm. has at least like 500 bodies killed.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I don't sleep on
like that.
It
that
look like it got bodies. That's Chucky or anime.
Yo, these motherfuckers be going crazy, and but it took them so long to release new chapters, mm-hmm. and then the manga got canceled.
See.
They had such a good idea. I think what they were trying to do is they were going to have the dolly, become friends with the main character. Mm-hmm. And then they, like, become more of a unit, and then the dolls team up against the other dolls, and then but because it took them so long, it kind of faded out. Like, I think the main character, I don't know if you plan to ever read it, but the main character actually has doll's powers himself. Okay. He just didn't realize until he got in a fight with the boss doll. And the powers came, and it almost killed him. And that's where the manga ends.
That's where it ends?
That's where it ends. That's why I was saying it took him too long to get back into it. But it's a great manga to read, though.
But you know what's funny? Because mm-hmm. we were talking about My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the situation is behind the scenes, but it seems like after season 3, mm-hmm. maybe even season 4, I mean, obviously, it goes manga chapters, but mm-hmm. I feel like they're rushing to end it mm-hmm. for some reason. And I feel like it has enough room where, you know, the whole setting is school. Mm-hmm. They're in their first year. They do like 3 years in Japan, I think, right? For mm-hmm. high school. That's 3 years you can explore the main character becoming like the most powerful hero. And mm-hmm. it's like he's literally doing that before his first year ends. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of story potential. You have 20 students in the class. You know, you have a whole second class. You have general studies. It's like Shinzo. Mm-hmm. He gets, you know, they basically say that he could join the hero group. Like, what if he takes a spot from one of them in class A or class B? Like, that's a good storyline. Like, I always looked at it like they could have gone in a direction where it was like actual school. Mm-hmm. So whoever was the best of class B, you can trade some of those characters who don't get screen time in class A. You could throw Shinzo in there mm-hmm. and you could switch up the whole dynamic.
Or start a spinoff.
Yeah. And even then, remember the guys who they faced in the, what was it? The license exam from mm-hmm. the other schools. Imagine if some of them transferred over there. Mm-hmm. Like,
That's how Naruto started.
Bro, that's real life. That's that's how school works.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's a lot of story there. You didn't have to do League of Villains or whatever the case is in All for One, you know, because honestly, that's the weakest part of the story to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see any connection there. So that's just that.
Nah, listen, sometimes they just fumble. They have a good concept.
Mm-hmm.
And then the concept goes left. So, I mean, like Dolly Kill Kill, right? I'm looking up. So Dolly Kill Kill was canceled just because it just didn't have as much of a backing. But also another reason was the long release times. And also the illustrator that did Dolly Kill Kill is now under a very big manga and anime, Blue Lock. He does the art for that now. So, and Blue Lock is the soccer anime that thing's going to be big. Blue Lock?
If he finishes.
No. This is something. He has something with it. This,
that's
even
good.
Even I read and watch Blue Lock. I give it some time, but Blue Lock's like that crack.
Okay.
You know how in Kuroko they have like that little aura?
Yeah, when they go in the zone.
Yeah. So it's like that, but it's like, let me see if I can pull it up. They call it locked in, which is the zone for them.
Hmm.
The flow. That's what they call it. Flow. Which I think that might have been stolen from Galactic Football. Let me see. Here it is. They call it the flow. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit your phone.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. But the art style in it is actually incredible. And even for Dolly Kill Kill, the artwork was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'll always give it that. But to find out that he's now on Blue Lock, I see why that thing got canceled. I can see why.
You went the grain of passion.
Listen, I mean, if I have one that's making me no money and I got the other one that's making me a buttload of money.
I would say the thing is soccer is really big, bro.
That's, yeah.
You know, it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Fred. We're at the point right now where people really enjoy anime, and they're looking for anime in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, I need a basketball anime.
They got skateboard anime now.
Yeah, yo.
I think I put it on my story, too.
Here's an anime that I didn't finish, but I was watching Air Gear. A friend of mine put me on to that.
Yo, finish your story. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
I'm just saying, it's something like that where I'm like, I would have never in my life watched a show like this, but I got put on to it and I'm watching it and it's funny as hell.
I found that show when I was 8.
Really?
Yes. When I was 8 years old, I tried to put my brother onto it and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will never got onto it. Right. My brother said, this is stupid. Who wants to watch people on electronic
Rollerblades. It was basically Heelys.
It was. who want to watch? This is stupid. This don't make no sense. The first two episodes stupid. And then you get a little, he got into it. He got like into like episode 10. I'm
telling you.
He said, all right, Cosmo's my favorite. He's like,
exactly, bro. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like that's kind of the revelation I had when I got into anime. It's like I wrote it off the way Will writes off things. Mm-hmm. Your brother writes off things.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you can't sleep, bro.
Mm-mm.
Creativity, you never know.
That's what I'm saying. Like they be telling me, why are you watching that? Why are you watching this? Fuck it. If it shows up and I think it looks all right, I'm going to click, see what it do. Mm-hmm. If it don't do nothing, close it. If it does something, watch it through until it gets boring. I mean,
I don't see the point of living and not being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Not enjoying what you're seeing. It's like, listen, man, if somebody's putting you on to something, the least you can do is watch it. Like I said, the one of those anime I got recommended, I ain't finished, but I watched the shit, you know, because it's like, I can say I did that. You know, I'm not just going to write it off. And then you're like, yo, did you see this? And then you'll meet somebody randomly who just so happened to see that show. Boom, you met somebody.
You got finished Air Gear, though. How far did you get into it?
This is my thing. I'm going to tell on myself a little bit. I was watching that joint in English.
No, the English, English not bad.
Yeah, but I don't think...
The English stuff's not that bad.
Whatever site... I know.
Funimation.
I was going to say...
Funimation or Country Road.
I don't think it had all the episodes.
Yeah, so you probably got up to episode 4.
No. It wasn't 4. It was like 12 or something.
12. It was on YouTube? Where was it? Because I know on YouTube that the dub went up to 4, the sub went up to 12.
It was,
unless they changed.
It wasn't YouTube. It was a different site, but...
Nah, that thing has 25 episodes.
I know. And I think it cut off halfway, and I was like, that's the end of the show?
Nah.
And it was like, it wasn't, but I was like, so do I have to watch it in, like, Japanese? And I wasn't indoctrinated at that time.
That show gets even more crazier.
Yo.
Like, you know, like I said, when my brother got to the end of it,
mm-hmm.
he was like, hey, at first I wasn't rolling. But then just like them wheels, I started moving. So that's not what he said. I put the last bit on that.
Yeah.
But once you get it going,
mm-hmm.
that's when you start seeing the character Icky. You start seeing Nike. You start seeing Sora. Yeah, the anime brings up Sora. You start seeing Sora start coming to the mix. And then we found out there was a manga. Because at this time, we didn't know animes and mangas were connected.
Right.
We thought animes was their own thing and mangas was their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wasn't looking. And then when
Because that's how it is here.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. when I reached the end of Air Gear, right, I was 8. I didn't find that manga until I was 15, 16.
Be like that.
So I was like, I think this is when I was watching One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught One Piece and I knew One Piece had the manga, so I went through the manga. I was like, I wonder if there's a manga for Air Gear. Air Gear manga. Oh, this shit got 500 chapters? Actually, fact check that. Let me check before I start lying.
Because what did they say? Like three manga chapters is like one episode?
357 chapters.
Okay.
Totaling 357 chapters. So I was lying. I was wilding. I was wrong on it. But 300 plus chapters. I said, oh, damn. And every chapter kept getting better and better and better.
That's how it's supposed to be.
But I'm not going to lie. Near the end, I was like, yeah, you guys getting a little too complicated.
It was getting a little...
Yeah.
Like, even where I was at, I was like, okay, this is getting more philosophical than...
No, but it got to a point where it was philosophical, but they mixed it. Like, in the manga, they mix it better.
Mm.
And it's scientific, actually, a lot more in the manga. Like, they explain tricks more. In the anime, you just see the trick.
Yeah,
and then there's a brief explanation of it, and then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
In the anime, they show you how he did the twist, how he did the turn, how his leg went up.
Yeah.
They show, like, the designs on the wheels. Because
that's where the manga art mm-hmm. shines. That's why I feel like there's a place for both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy stuff like that.
But I'm telling you, Air Gear is fire.
Mm-hmm.
If
I know it is. I just didn't know how to find out the rest of it.
Nah, don't be Will. Because you know how Will came in the group chat. Yo, does anybody have any links?
Yeah.
He said, yo, I got this website, but, you know, they
don't got the episodes.
Yeah. I said,
yeah.
I could Google that right now. And now I'm have every link in the world that shows me. Now, I'm not going to snitch on myself, but, you know, they ain't the most legal. So.
Listen, man, so everybody doing something. Yeah.
No, I get it. But I ain't trying to get caught up in case, the government look back at this and some new law passes. If you got caught.
Shit, everybody going to jail.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It's like, all right, so I guess nobody going to be out. Mm-hmm. Nobody going to be free.
Yeah. But, you know, Air Gear is a classic, man.
I enjoyed that.
Air Gear is a classic. Will, I keep trying to get Will to watch it. He not trying to hear it.
Bro, Will fell off the One Piece train when I was getting on. I was like, he's like,
yeah but he came back on.
I know he did.
Yeah.
But I was just, he's like, yo, it's too many jokes. I'm like, I mean, they goofy as fuck.
Yeah, they're goofy.
when they not fighting.
But when they get serious,
it gets serious.
Yeah.
That's why, like, yo, I love that show, man.
Mm-hmm.
It got layers to it.
Yeah, but, what do you say we start hitting these sports up real quick?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Actually, before we get into sports, I just want to take a quick break because I got to use the bathroom real quick.
Gotcha.
So we're going to be right back. It will be a quick jump.
Gotcha, man.
All right, y'all. We are back from break. Yeah, I mean, your boy feels more refreshed. But let's get into the heavy shit. Yeah, I mean, Giannis and Dame.
Yeah.
Giannis and Dame, right? So, we all know if you watch a lot of hoops, we know, you know, Dame's whole situation. He's had a few teams, been on the team for what, 11 years? He was on the Blazers for?
Yeah, he got drafted 2012.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 years. And, you know, he's had talent, but never per se a squad. Like, you can have talent on your team that can get you to the playoffs, but not get you to the promised land.
That's a fact.
And I can say he's had talent, but now this might be better than a squad. People are calling it, you know, I don't know why people are calling it this, because to me, Chris Middleton isn't a third, but people are calling this the new big three. Even though to me, Chris Middleton isn't a third.
Chris Middleton's not a third.
He's not a third.
He's their third best player, but he's not.
He's not like a Bosch.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So
big three, like the thing is with big three is I know people love throwing that term out.
Mm-hmm.
When you say big three, three Hall of Famers
mm-hmm.
type players, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's Chris Middleton, even when he was making those All-Star games, not to knock him or whatever, it's because of the record.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his individual, you know.
Mm-hmm. Listen, and you are right. Chris Middleton is very hot and cold. They say one day he can be Jordan, and then the next day that man's not shooting like nothing.
Bro, he's a above-average basketball player. He has his ebbs and flows, but mm-hmm. he's not a star. It's just he's the next best player on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, like, when you don't have a really solid team, I feel as though, you know, the expectations start getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reality, it's like Chris Middleton, he's the second best player, but he's not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not dependable. You know, like I said, it's when it comes to the big threes and stuff, it's star power, it's Hall of Fame type talent.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, they say the third player usually doesn't make it into the Hall of Fame. I mean, usually. The only ones that don't are like the Dennis Rodmans and the Scottie Pippins.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because the third one is usually, I don't want to say a weak link, but they're the underappreciated
mm-hmm.
one.
Like Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
Always underappreciated. I'm trying to think who the best player was on Shaq and Kobe. It wasn't Fisher. A lot of people do sometimes give it to Fisher.
That's only because Fisher was there the longest, like along with Kobe. So
roster. What? You want to use the 2000 squad since that was directly?
Yeah, since we're talking about Shaq and Kobe.
Roster.
Because I'm even thinking of Kevin Love when they were on the Cavs.
Kevin Love's another one, yeah.
You know, he's one of those. He's going to get left off.
By himself, that man was... I mean, he'd go crazy in
Minnesota, yeah.
Which is another team that, yeah, I mean, he's always gets talked about as getting talent and then losing talent.
Minnesota doesn't manage their players.
That's true.
They don't, like... I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Just Horace Grant was on the team.
Which team are you talking about?
Lakers.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was in Orlando or Sprint.
The thing is back in like
Rick Fox.
Big three is more like a more modern term. And mm-hmm. when I say modern, I mean like 2000,
mm-hmm.
8-ish,
mm-hmm.
like with the Celtics. Before it was just duos. You know, it was like big three was kind of like
I don't know that. Is it that it was just duos because there was always two players that were always primarily, like, on the big stage? Because there was always a third player that was good. Kukoc for the Bulls.
Yeah, but...
So that's what I'm saying. Like, even for the Lakers, you had Harper.
Mm. No, the thing is...
Not Harper. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
The thing is, when you get to the big three, I say, you know... The Celtics, because they had Paul Pierce, they had Ray Allen, they had KG, and you can make an argument, Rondo as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those were all franchise players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like what we're talking about with Middleton. If Middleton went to another team, he wouldn't be a franchise player. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, it would be like Orlando, how their squad is. It's like you could have solid players. There's no real star on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was that kind of era back then. You know, it's like you could have a solid third,
mm-hmm.
but they're not Hall of Fame talent.
Mm-hmm.
That came about because of, you know, the Celtics.
And even the Celtics was a little D. I mean, in the 60s, the 70s, they might have had a little slump. I mean, it wasn't a little slump. They still were decent. But the 80s is when they really bounced back.
I was going to say, I feel as though it wasn't as much talent, you know, and it wasn't as many teams.
I mean, you could say that, but then you could also make the argument that because the star players would be on less teams, so the chances of them being on the same team higher, right? You'd be correct. Right. So that means the other teams are just going to be shitty naturally.
Mm.
But then you can make the argument when those teams play in the playoffs, it's real competition all the time.
Sure.
So regular season is easy, right? It might be easy to make the playoffs, but once you get in the playoffs,
but even,
it becomes harder.
But even then, it's you know, because I was actually talking to my boy yesterday about this. He's a big Celtics fan.
James Worthy, that's who I was thinking of. On the Lakers.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
See, because he was finals MVP. Yeah, but I'm just saying, it wasn't as common as it is now.
Oh, definitely
like,
not. No.
Like, the thing is, it's not necessarily the talent itself. It's the people who make the headlines and stuff. They always want to say big three because that's just... Everybody loves to be able to say that, and it's not... That makes it less special.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Not that when three out of the five players coming on the starting lineup is all stars. That's why people had a problem with KD.
Bro!
Because you actually had almost five all-stars on that floor.
Come on.
Especially with Cousins, when they had Cousins.
Bro, that was a squad. I felt bad for Cousins because he was actually doing... Like, he couldn't...
He got the ring, though, eventually, but it took him a while.
Well, who?
Lakers.
Huh? Yeah,
he got the ring. DeMarcus Cousins has a ring. Fact check. Here we go.
I know. I believe you, but I don't even remember seeing him in the bubble at all.
I could have sworn he got a ring.
I think he does.
Like, yes. He got a ring from the 2020 Lakers in the bubble.
I didn't see that dude in the bubble.
I think he was on the team before the bubble.
Oh, okay.
So,
no, that's different then. Yeah. That's different. I thought...
So okay. It's not really a ring, but he does technically have a ring.
He got a ring.
Because he was on the 2019-20 Lakers.
I'll take it.
So...
Because, no, it wasn't... Like, my whole thing was, I don't remember seeing his ass on the court.
No, definitely.
I saw him...
I don't think he was in the bubble.
I definitely saw him against the Toronto Raptors in that finals. I saw him try... You know, he was doing what he could, but, you know... He had the injury. He wasn't.
Kawhi was on one that playoff run.
he
was on one.
Even then, you know.
I call that vengeance. That was a vengeance run. Because he had a point to prove.
That was for Zaza.
Hey, I still say if that ankle doesn't get rolled up on Nate, that might have came to game seven. Either game six or game seven.
If that ankle, if Zaza Pachulia doesn't do that, Kawhi's a whole different player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he really fucked
because he actually
up.
Started slowing down.
Bro, he fought them up, bro. He was not the same after that. I'm not saying he wasn't efficient, but as far as like his movement
health.
And his health,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it's like he still got a ring on the ass, so it's like.
Nah, listen, now people would argue, you know, they were injured, but that's a part of sports. Injuries are a part of sports. I'm not trying to keep hearing, oh, they weren't healthy. There's a lot of teams that weren't healthy. Cavs weren't healthy.
Here's the thing. Cheating is one of those things where, okay, you didn't earn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all fair game, bro. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you hurt.
Injuries happen, bro. Mm-hmm. And also, it would have made them look worse if they still lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to give them some kind of credit.
So, because then you can make the argument the Celtics shouldn't have made it last year because Joel Embiid's face got cracked. So. Yeah,
you can say that, but at the same time.
No, I'm talking about for the people that say injuries.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, that's what because then it's like then you go down a rabbit hole.
When people do that, that's just excuses.
Mm-hmm.
It's excuses
for the team usually.
Listen, it is what it is, bro.
I'm the same way with my Knicks. Well, I'm also realistic with my Knicks too. I be saying, nah, we not making it. Well,
no, you don't.
No. Who?
You.
Who?
Yo, y'all Knicks fans is ridiculous. You will your grandfather. Yo,
Grandpa. Hold on, Grandpa is he's a Brooklyn fan.
Now he's a Brooklyn fan?
Grandpa Austin?
I know he's a New York fan. He's
a Nets fan.
He's a Nets fan?
Yeah. All the Nets gear he has?
Bro, I don't see your grandfather like that.
He be rocking Nets hats.
Hey, man, God bless.
Oh, you didn't come to the dinner with...
Nah, I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, he had a Nets hat on.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
I don't know how
he does it. But, nah, I mean...
I'm just saying, you guys like... I understand rooting for your team, but you have to really like look at the landscape.
But time out. For the past 2 years, right? Because they've made the playoffs the last 2 years or 3 years, theoretically. Because last year they made it. The previous year, they didn't make it. And then they got swept by the Hawks. Yeah, I mean, I was real hurt by that. But we're not going to speak on that.
Blame your boy Randall, bro. That man disappeared.
I keep telling people don't be believing me. I'm not saying that Randall could, but his ego is his greatest problem. But if Randall had the opportunity to push his ego back and be the third option, get rid of RJ. Because really, RJ ain't it.
He gotta go.
RJ ain't it. And I don't hate the kid personally. So when I come on this podcast, Matt comes on this podcast.
You just call him, you like the kid? Ain't that nigga all the day?
Now, we might be the same age.
Damn. Yo, I hate that, bro. Once Carl Towns got in the league, I was sitting here like, yo, these dudes are really the same age as me.
He's younger than me. 23.
Okay, you could call him a kid.
Yeah, got you.
Hey, man, fact check. I respect it.
You see? See, this is why fact check always comes in handy, baby. that's why I brought it. I bring it to every podcast. No, we're going to fact check that.
You have to.
But he's not it.
Yeah.
He's not. I do respect the kid. I don't think he's a bad person. But for what we need him for, he's not it.
No.
And we got, you know, Brunson, who's balling.
Mm-hmm.
And Brunson's actually pretty young, even though he looks old. You know what I mean? 27. He looks like he's 35, though.
Yeah, I love how you said 40. Try to play it.
He looks like
he got an older face.
Yeah, he has an older face.
He's like Ayton.
Yeah.
You know, DeAndre Ayton.
But it's crazy to think he's younger than my brother. Eli's 28.
Eli's 28?
Because I'm 25, 3 years ahead.
I did not know Eli was a year younger than me. Mm-hmm. I thought he was, I don't know.
Because Kea, when's Kea born? 94.
We were born the same day.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't realize he was a year younger than us this time.
95, yeah. Eli's 95, I'm 98. 96, 97, 98.
Okay, y'all line up.
yeah, see?
Copy.
But.
The more you know.
Exactly. But going back to the original point, which was Dame and Giannis.
Giannis, yes.
I don't like to give people ceilings because realistically, if they break the ceiling, then yeah, you know what I mean, I don't want to hear no Bucks fans sliding into the Gmail for the podcast, which is always in the description, but it is Austin Caleb. That might change. AustinCaleb@gmail.com. Whenever I think to set up a Huey Show email, that's when I will do that, which I probably should have already have done. But regardless of the situation, AustinCaleb@gmail.com if you feel the need to send any questions or anything like that to the show. It is always in the description of the show. But I think I'm going to give them at least bare minimum conference finals. Eastern Conference Finals, if not the finals. The only way I can see them falling off is somebody gets hurt. And the one person I can see that happening to, Dame.
Could be Giannis too, honestly.
Giannis has been pretty healthy though.
I know, but
think about his knee bent back, and he still played.
Listen, I'm praying that nobody gets hurt on that team because I want to see Dame pull it off. You know, even if he don't win it, I want him to at least be able to showcase what he can do. You know, with a competent team, with a good supporting cast and everything. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm gonna be honest. I gotta give Portland credit because they did right by my boy. You know, I know he was talking about Miami, but this is way better. Miami lost a few pieces and they're like that underdog team. It's like, I don't, you know, Dame just came from that underdog team. I don't see the point of fighting an uphill battle. Make it a little bit easier where I don't have to do everything.
Mm. And also, I just want to say this because a lot of people always forget this. Mm. Giannis is only 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got Dame, Dame's in his 30s?
32, I believe, 33. Because he was born in 1990. So, I looked that up the other day.
So, 33,
yeah.
So they got him for another, till he's 36. They got Giannis. They're about to give him a contract extension. That's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So they could lock them both in for like another 2-3 years, probably for Dame, after this 3 years wraps up. So they can get for another 2-3. Giannis, they could lock him up for another. that's a tight squad for at least the next, as long as everything goes well and they don't trade nobody. But
even then, because you made that move and you have that roster,
mm-hmm.
you might have the opportunity to sign a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who can...
Chris Middleton's contract runs out.
Right.
That opens up a slot.
You know, and then you got Brooke Lopez. You mm-hmm. know, he's an older dude, so...
And pause this. Splash Mountain. You know what I mean? That's his nickname.
You ain't
Google
have to bring
it.
That up.
Google it.
I don't need to.
It's
all good.
See?
I believe you.
See, I'm just saying. But that's his name. And that squad is lethal because you can't leave nobody open.
I know.
At that starting lineup, you cannot leave
nobody
open.
Bro, and they defend.
Yeah.
The only person who don't defend Dame. Is Dame. And that, yo, he just small. Yeah. You know, like, I didn't realize how small a player he is.
Well, he's like 6 foot, right?
They say 6'3". I think he's 6 foot.
Yeah.
Or 6'1".
You know how basketball they be knocking him up a little bit.
Listen, I saw a picture.
Guards, they knock him up. Forwards, they knock him down.
Facts, because I saw D. Rose standing next to John Morant. He's taller than John Morant. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So John Morant's 6'2".
They do that to not have him be like small forwards sometimes.
Yeah, I remember KG was like, I'm not 7 foot. I'm like 6 something.
Yeah,
just so
he
didn't have to be a center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because a lot of times they don't want to get that injury because a lot of centers get hurt. Because it's physical.
Absolutely.
It's physical.
You know, you got more wear and tear. You
AD. That's why I think AD gets hurt a lot more.
Yeah.
Because he's running center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his body's meant for center. He's meant to be a four.
Nah, he ain't no center.
But it's crazy. Because if they do a pick and roll,
mm-hmm.
pick and pop. Well, they can't do pick and pop. Well, if Giannis develops a mid-range, which he doesn't have to as much as he does now. But if they want to do a pick and roll, if you pick up Dame, if you go high,
mm-hmm.
You leave... And the big doesn't pick up on Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Either Giannis is rolling,
mm-hmm.
and he has an alley or an open basket, or if you play high, even if you play low,
mm-hmm.
you leave Dame open for the three.
But the thing is,
you bring somebody over,
mm-hmm.
the wing or the corner is open, and you got.
I was going to say, bro, you got Middleton.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis can knock down open shots.
Corner. Unless it's in FIBA.
Listen, we ain't talking about
FIBA. Unless it's in FIBA. Then he's airballing every shot.
Bro, he wasn't the only one. So I'm not even about to get on no Bobby Portis hate train.
when you're the one guy that's not a star name, you're going to catch that flag.
Hey, man.
But
no, they all getting it because they ain't qualified for shit, bro. They didn't get no gold, silver, or bronze. So they I don't want to hear Anthony Edwards the only one getting excused. That's it.
And Reeves. Reeves not really taking as much flat. He was getting a lot of glory, but not the flat.
Listen, I'm not excusing him neither. I'm only the only one getting the pat like out of everyone, sure, he will get the least amount of blame.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, like, he's not exempt neither. You know, Ant-Man did what he could.
But it's like, how do you stop a Dame and Giannis pick and roll? I think the only way to stop it is for one of them to mess up.
Yeah. Which might start in the beginning of the season.
Definitely.
They're going to figure it out.
But he didn't get there before training camp. If I were them, I'm playing preseason. Only just to get some chemistry.
Listen, I'm not concerned about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, you know who I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about Celtics.
We gonna get into them.
Yeah.
We gonna get into them. But speaking back mm-hmm. to your point about, you know, the teams doing right by Dame.
Yeah.
Right? And this is a conspiracy theory to me. Right? I didn't invent this conspiracy theory. I'm not gonna make claims. I heard this from... Was it Shannon Sharp or was it Gilbert? Or it could have been Stephen A.
About who?
About the three teams I'm about to mention. Do you think that this is some kind of multimillionaire beef, right? Because we know Dame wanted to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there was a ruffling and they couldn't come to a agreement because, you know, they either wanted Bam or they wanted Jimmy.
He didn't have nothing to offer, honestly. Like,
the only players they could have offered was those two players.
I was going to say, they didn't have anything to offer that would benefit them also.
But at the same time, Dame was also saying, you know, Dame's agent was mm-hmm. saying, he only wants to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what agents do. They like to take that heat off the player.
Yeah.
Do you think the reason why they made the trade with the Bucks is because they said, fuck y'all. Y'all couldn't give us what we wanted. So we're going to trade our pieces to all your rivals. Boston Celtics. Milwaukee Bucks.
Listen, man.
All the teams that they had to go through to get to the finals last year.
Listen.
All of them got stronger except them.
I'm going to be honest, bro.
That's
the way you said that just now, that sounds like something Stephen A. brought up. That sounds like a Stephen A.
But it's not off. Because they've been known to do that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I believe there might be an angle to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do agree with
that. Because think about it, there's no trades happening with Miami. All the trades are happening with teams that are against them directly.
It's true.
So I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, in what world, knowing that you could, I mean, you're not going to see them in the finals.
Right.
But there were other teams that could have gave you actually more, like OKC.
Mm-hmm.
OKC has a lot of trading pieces.
You think not? They got everybody's picks for the next,
that's what I'm saying,
15 years.
OKC, Houston Rockets actually have some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who else is like kind of Pistons could, that'd be fucked up. But they got trading pieces, which would have been dirty for them if they did that trade.
Send Dame to Detroit.
Yeah, a lot of people would have been upset. But
Detroit would have been upset.
But
for what?
Yeah, but seeing that it's only going towards your opposition, the Boston Celtics, the Bucks.
Listen, man.
Only, and I'm not saying Phoenix because Phoenix is West Coast.
Yeah, you just saying it sounds like that was a spiteful deal.
Yeah, that was a spiteful deal because they came out of nowhere. Nobody expected it. Everybody thought it was just going to be the Heat.
I'm going to be honest.
Didn't the Nets come up too? Because they had a lot of defense.
Fact check. They might have, but I don't know, bro. I feel like a deal with the Nets wasn't going to happen anyway. They got too much going on, bro. They got to figure themselves out. But I think, like, for the Bucks on their end, as far as that's concerned, I think it was just smart. Because Giannis was already talking about, you know, I might or I might not sign an extension. I got to see what the team is doing. They got to be focused on winning.
But I think that just added a catalyst.
I agree. But it just... The opportunity was there because they had the trading pieces. You know, they had Jrue Holiday, they had Grayson Allen, they had all that stuff. And
the contract matched.
Right. And it's like, we can get Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee knows if Giannis leaves, they're going back to being a bottom feeder team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be the Orlando or the Charlotte because nobody really wants to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can actually pull that deal off, it's like revenue in the city of Milwaukee, that whole team, you'll be good for another 5 years minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was like a secure your future type thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, on Portland's part, it might have been a little petty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So check this out. This is an article from Bleacher's Report. I'm trying to find the author. I always like to give my credibilities out.
Hey, man. You're a good man.
Jack Murray. So apparently... the Philadelphia 76ers were in there. The Boston Celtics were also in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brooklyn Nets were some of the teams that were.
What were they going to give to get Dame, though?
Oh, Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
They got pieces. They got defensive pieces that teams do need.
I know, but for Dame, yeah. I don't want nothing they got for Dame.
You'd be surprised, man.
Who they got?
Ooh.
Who they got? Please bring up that roster.
Well, didn't they make the playoffs last year?
Yeah, but that was because Kevin Durant did all that work before he left.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to hear none of that. I'm going based upon what they had. You know what I mean? So you got Mikal Bridges, Amani Brooks, Darius. All right, some of these motherfuckers, I don't know.
My whole point.
Nick Claxton, I do know. Spencer Dinwiddie's back. Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah.
Royce O'Neal. All right. Cameron Johnson from the Suns trade.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to speak about this player right here. You know who's on the Nets team. Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Ben Simmons.
Dennis
Smith Jr. is also on there, which I did not know about.
Bro, Smith Jr. about that.
Cam Johnson or Cam Thomas.
Oh.
Lonnie Walker.
Oh, hold on. Cam Thomas.
Offensive piece.
I'm not trading him. I don't care.
No, but I'm saying is if you compare him with heavy, heavy defense, I just think his problem is he has to work on that offense or that defense. I think he's one of the worst defensive players in the whole league.
He might be, but he's on Brooklyn right now, bro.
But he's not getting play time because guess what the coach values in Brooklyn?
Amen.
Defense. That's what I'm saying.
He'll figure it out. Because if he get traded somewhere that don't value defense, then he'll be all right.
But yeah, man, that's why I'm asking you that question. Do you think when all the trades outside of the Heat were the teams that are direct competition that you had to beat up to reach the finals last year?
I feel
he got a point.
Listen, I do feel that because like Milwaukee and the Celtics, it's like they like, ooh, he wants to go there, and they can't get him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting him.
Oh, but apparently, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the very beginning of the article, because I just scrolled down to I saw team names.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of those teams, there was a mysterious Eastern Conference team that had been talking to them.
Tampering.
So that could have been
tampering.
The Bucks that whole time, and nobody just knew that it was them.
Tampering. Yeah. No, I believe it.
That might be as to why Jimmy came in emo.
Yo, he be trolling, bro. He just be having a new class picture every year. I remember in the playoffs, they showed his picture. He had the dreads. I was like, I forgot he did that.
Mm-hmm. So this was the next question. You can do top five or you can just list out whichever you want. But best duos in the league currently since we were talking about Dame.
Okay.
Dame and Giannis. With the current rosters now, that means including Dame and Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think are the best duos? Because right now this is a very duos league. There's not too many big threes right now.
Okay. So, number one, I have to be respectful to the
champions.
Mm-hmm. So, Joker and Murray.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of potential, because obviously we haven't seen them play, I would say Dame and Giannis is number two.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Tatum and Brown.
Mm-hmm.
KD and Booker. And I only say that because
they did get some pieces. They did get some pieces recently, so.
That we're going to get into that later, I know. But I got something to say about Phoenix, all right? But after Devin Booker and KD, I would say De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. Mm-hmm. I would give it to them.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
But that's my duos.
Let me see. So, of course, you got the champions. Murray, Jokic. Only because they're proven, and I don't like the ring argument, but they do have one. I do have to put AD and LeBron in there. I can't guarantee that they're going to be the best duo in the league, but they are one of the top five for me.
Yeah, when they're healthy.
Yeah. So I do have to put them in there.
Because I was also going to say like PG and Kawhi, but they don't.
We're going to talk about them too.
Yeah. I don't see the point in bringing up potential.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, yeah. But you understand how Dame and Giannis play. So that's why you can throw them in there now.
Yeah, and they're both healthy right now. So, you know, we'll see it sooner than we'll see the other guys, you know.
And so my third is going to be Dame and Lillard. Sorry. Because I am using experiences in totality. If they stay healthy, Steph and Klay do have to still be up there.
Nah, I can't.
Because they can still go on a run this year.
But the thing is for me,
because
you said duos.
Mm-hmm.
Steph is still playing out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Klay is not the same Klay. He's still great. He's still effective. But as far as duos, they're going to need more supporting cast than they're going to.
Yeah, but nobody's saying that because every duo has a strong supporting cast.
But
I'm just saying in terms of like, because they're coming in healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Klay didn't have an injury. Or as far as we know, he didn't have an injury last season. So I'm speaking in terms of health and experience.
Nice.
They got to be in there. Then it probably fourth, Dame and Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, Tatum and Brown, only because they've fallen short many times.
Yeah.
Many, many times. I'll excuse against when LeBron was on the cast because they were young.
Yeah.
I can give him some excuse. And LeBron was playing out of his fucking mind. LeBron was going crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really hold like, you know, I don't hold judgment too harshly for younger players, you know, because it's like that. That's kind of your learning curve. That's your the lumps you have to take when you ascend. So.
All right. So now the next question, right? Contenders versus pretenders. If you want, you can give me three teams you think are contenders and then three teams that everybody thinks is going to go somewhere. And you have a feeling that they're not going to go. And this can all be your opinion. Don't have to be fact-based.
Oh, it's definitely my opinion. And it's a little fact-based.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Before we start, mm-hmm. I have two teams that I see as contenders and pretenders. I'm going to explain
okay,
why.
Okay. I'm rolling with you right now.
All right. So contenders, Bucks, mm-hmm. Celtics, Denver, Lakers.
You want to do East first and then West or just do them all together?
I'm doing them all together because it's about two. Mm-hmm. You know, Bucks, Celtics, Denver, Lakers. And where I go contenders and pretenders, they're playing that line. Mm-hmm. Suns.
Damn.
And the Warriors.
Okay. I can understand that.
And I say that because the Suns, I feel like they kind of...
Their bench is a little washy too.
They just... I don't know what they did this offseason, but they just grabbed names.
Mm-hmm. That's what they need, though, for the bench.
Names, though. Yeah.
They need valid names like Brogdon or something.
Bro, these it sound good, but it's like I ain't seen nobody on this squad do nothing. You know, Bradley Beal, I know he's been injured.
That's a starter, too.
But I haven't seen him in meaningful basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, like when Washington was... You know, in the playoffs, that was John Wall mostly, him and Gortat. Mm. Bill was doing his thing. Like I said,
I'm about to fact check you right here, though.
Go ahead.
So if we're looking at the current 2023 roster, right? Current 2023.
For the Sun?
Yes. Okay. So you got Grayson Allen. Mm. Now, this person, some of them I'm not going to know. Udoka, I can't say his last name. I apologize. Keita, Bates, Diop, Bradley Beal, Bobo, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Drew Eubanks, Jordan Goodwin, Eric Gordon, Keon Johnson, Damian Lee might be, he's one of my underrated players.
Yo, he was killing that game against the Warriors.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, for real.
Sabian Lee, Nazir Little, which is another, could be something. Mm-hmm. Shimetsu Mitsu, but he's been on there for a long time. Jusuf Nurkic. Which I think that was a bad pickup because he's not a defensive center. And you got a whole bunch of offense out there right now.
Bro, I barely see your Nurkic play. He's injured.
He's always hurt. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm
16 mil, though. You're getting 16 mil. It's crazy.
Bro, that was Portland, though. That's that.
See, Portland be fucking this stuff up.
Bro, we know that, though. They got low expectations. That's why I'm looking at this squad this year. They got Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, Thibel. Shaden Sharp, they got Scoot, they got Robert Williams III, Malcolm Brogdon, and then you got Chauncey Billups, and Malcolm Brogdon is high key like a Chauncey Billups. So I'm like, you got young, you got older and proven. I'm like, yo, they came up. Like, this was the one time.
So I would say that it's not that they got, you know, just names. They do have some valid names on here, but it's all offense. So if you're talking about that, I got you. Because defense wins championships.
But even then, I don't know. I don't see it because I got to see Booker and Beal. KD, I'm not really concerned about, but I'm concerned he's not going to be as assertive as he can.
I think Beal's going to be the point guard.
Ooh. I never seen that before, so we'll see how it goes.
He's going to have no choice because I don't see...
They don't have a point. You're right.
I don't see... I mean, I'm not saying Devin can't be a point guard. I just don't see him being the point guard.
He can't. Responsibilities he doesn't need. He needs to be focused on scoring.
Not just that. Usually the point guard does go toward the smallest player. And Beal is 6'4".
I saw that picture. Booker was smaller than Beal.
Oh, really?
The picture looked crazy. I was like, I did not know that. Yo, obviously KD was like a tree, but I'm sitting here. I'm like... Beal look kind of taller than Booker. I don't know.
These are all them side to side.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. And in this photo right here, Beal looks actually taller.
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't, you know.
But
I was
Booker looks like he's hunched over, but still. It does look like he's taller, though.
Yeah, it might be a posture thing. But, I'm not even going to bring up the Clippers because that's always once it becomes the same story over and over again, I'm going to just leave it alone. I hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
But more pretenders, I got two.
Mm-hmm.
76ers, they ain't doing shit. That's not happening.
Oh, we going to talk about them too.
Dallas, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going nowhere.
Are they a pretender? I had them as like a playing team. Maybe at that.
They are a playing team.
Maybe at that.
I feel like people, I don't know if this is what Stephen A. and all of them are doing, but I do know that it appears that people kind of feel that Luka and Kyrie is like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to change the game and all this stuff. It's like, they do the same things. Like, you need somebody who can
distribute.
You need somebody who can offset
balance.
What Luka does.
Balance it.
That's why Damon and Giannis is perfect. You got the small player who can shoot. You got the big player who just dunks and defends and does playmakes and all that.
The point guard center or the shooting guard center combo has always worked.
I know. I'm like, yo, why people don't just...
The only time a guard and a forward
mm-hmm.
has really worked, it has been with all-time great players. That's Jordan, mm-hmm. Scottie, Kyrie, LeBron.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand when players get signed and it's two players who are almost identical.
Yeah, that don't mean no sense.
That's why when everybody was like, oh, Kawhi and PG. I was one of the only people who was like,
you was, because I was hyping it.
I was like, bro, why? That's mm-hmm. the same player, but not as good.
I thought the defensive side of them mm-hmm. would have been able to push them into the fast break. And then negate all that, but because they are similar, they're both two-way defenders.
But the thing is, mm-hmm. it would be cool if one of them was a better passer.
Mm.
It's like, because you're going to have other guys. They have a lot of good supporting cast, like when they had Lou Will
mm-hmm.
and Trez and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they would have needed to either get a point guard like Dame,
mm-hmm.
or they would have had to get a big,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go with Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
PG could have stayed in OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say this,
mm-hmm.
At least talking in terms of the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
When you get two players who have a tendency to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul George really started getting hurt after his bone fracture.
Yeah.
Before that, he was like, not an Iron Man, but he was really consistent.
He played all the time.
That's what I'm saying. With the Pacers, he played a lot.
Once he broke his leg, that was kind of...
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Around that time. So they knew that, trading him, that when a bone breaks, it never returns to the same strength structure that it was at before. And I think they were hoping that Kawhi, coming from the Raptors,
mm-hmm.
he would be more healthy. But then he got hurt.
Right.
And then he's been on a torn ACL, torn MCL, his knee, a bone bruise, bone spurs. It's just like...
And also, mm-hmm. I forgot this, but wasn't Kawhi, like, he said, the only way I would go to the Clippers if you sign PG?
Yeah.
That's on him as well.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I wouldn't have done that.
And it's crazy. Russell was originally going to come to the Clippers. And then Kawhi said, nah, I don't want him.
I was going
to
say, Russell... I wouldn't have took Russell either. I know you would.
Well, because Russell, I'm not saying he's a horrible three-point shooter, but he recently he's been horrible.
I'm not even talking about his three-point shooting. I'm talking about decision-making. It's like, dog.
Well, that decision-making can be you. Now, I'm not saying it's not you. But I'm saying is that decision-making could be a part of the system.
I'm talking about Russ.
Yeah. Russ plays in a system.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he was the system.
No. Are you talking about pre-Lakers?
Oh, I wasn't talking about the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay,
no, because he was still on the OKC when trade happened.
No, I get that. But no. I thought you were talking about
currently. No. I don't blame that on him.
Yeah, no, when he was system, yeah. Some of those,
shoot, no.
I mean, he's averaged 3 turnovers for a reason since then, so.
Listen, he always was a high turnover guy, but mm-hmm. I feel like the Lakers, like, that set him up in a bad situation because, mm-hmm. you know, I love watching Russell play. I mm-hmm. already know in the playoffs, don't expect too much because mm-hmm. I know his decision making. He's reckless and, you know.
He tries to do too much.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's great that you tried to be that player, But doing too much is a thing.
It is a thing. You know, that's his thing.
Yeah.
So when he was in Washington, I was like, I didn't like that he was in Washington, but I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still playing his game. He's still getting triple doubles. But once he got to the Lakers, I was like, they kind of made him look real bad. And then he went to the Clippers and came right back to who he was. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
let me name my contenders. I got the Eastern Conference pulled up in front of me in one of these fucking tabs. Hold on, let me find it.
Okay.
There it is. So, of course, you know, I'm going to start with the East Coast. Mine might be from 3 to 5.
Okay.
So you got Milwaukee, of course. Celtics. I'm trying to think. Should I throw them in there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck it. This is going to be a situation like you.
Okay.
Knicks. They could be contenders, but they could also be pretenders. Yeah. Listen.
Yo, listen. As soon as I saw your face on that third one, I knew it was the Knicks.
Look. Listen.
Yo, you talk about I'm a rational Knicks fan.
No, I am rational. I am rational because I can understand that they're not going to go all the way, but they should at least make the playoffs.
And they're not contenders.
Nah, listen.
No, they're a playoff team. They're not contenders.
If a circumstance happens, they could go in there. Just like how with the Heat, a circumstance happened and they went further. Circumstances can happen, baby. Circumstances can always happen.
That's optimism. That ain't rational.
Nah. But another one that I do have here is I think the Hawks are going to be better this year.
Absolutely.
Because they got a better coach.
But even then, I just,
and it's not, I don't think it's the coach. I think there was just a lot going on.
I don't think it was the coach.
Cause they got rid of what's his face? Collins.
Yeah. I saw that the other day. Mm-hmm. He's on Utah. I was like, I said, when that happened?
Yeah.
But
that was like that was an off season.
Yeah. That was the early one. Cause everyone was talking about Dame. Everybody else got kind of forgotten.
And Harden.
Yeah. Definitely Harden. But, yeah.
The Hawks could be something. And
I like watching Trae Young play because he actually seems like he wants to win.
I like him when he's not facing my Knicks.
Yeah, no. I hear you.
Man, I was so hurt when he killed my Knicks the way he did. That man did that bow. I was like, man, fuck your bow. man, I was so devastated by that. But that's for my Eastern.
You know what? It's funny. Now that you're saying that, it makes sense, you know, your thing with the Knicks because they could have gone to the finals.
That's what I'm saying. They could have went.
That would have been
the Hawks. Yeah,
they would have got smacked. But I'm just saying, why you want the Knicks to go to the finals just get smacked?
I'd rather have a chance. they thought the same thing with the Pistons. 0-4.
Nah, that's different.
No, they did.
What you mean? They went in 0-4 and 0-5?
Yeah, but the 0-4 wasn't expected. Because they faced the Pacers. They faced a lot of teams going into that were expected to make the finals. The Pacers were finalists. They were thought to be the finalist team.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got beat by the Pistons. Rip did that block on them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So a lot of people thought it was going to be a gentleman's sweep against the Lakers. 4-1. They win one game. And then they stole one game in L.A.
And what do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
But I'm not putting them on there.
I'm putting them in there.
I'm not doing that to myself.
I'm putting them. I always got to have faith, even if I know the chances of us reaching it is slim to none.
Yeah, man.
But for the Western, this is going to be a little harder for me because I do actually have a lot of teams that could go all the way here. Denver Nuggets, of course, being a champion, you got to put them in there.
And they didn't lose too much.
Yeah, they didn't lose. Well, they lost. They did lose a few key pieces off the bench, though.
They lost, what's the name? Bruce Brown. That was it, right?
Let's see. Hold on.
Because I think they still have Michael
Porter. I could have sworn they lost more.
Aaron Gordon.
No, not their starting pieces. I said their pieces off the bench.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on.
Is Smith still not there? Jeff Green?
Reggie's still there.
Reggie. Okay.
DeAndre's
still there?
Yes. No. Wait, I'm looking. Yes, he's still there.
Okay.
You know, let me do it like this. How about this? Denver Nuggets 2023 versus 22.
Is Thomas Bryant still on there or he?
No, he's gone.
Dang.
That's what I'm saying. They Christian Braun's still there, though.
Yo, he was doing work.
That's what I'm saying. He's still there.
I was surprised. And he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, not now, but.
Let me see. All right. So this was their roster beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Kontavious. Bones, I'm not going to count because he got traded. He got traded in the middle of the season.
Yo, man. RIP to Bones on that chip.
No, he might still get a ring.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. It would have been cool if he could have stayed on that team.
But I think it's a team thing.
Yeah.
The team has to give you the ring. Lakers gave Cousins his ring.
Right. I would give it to Bones.
But
Bones was putting in work the year before in the playoffs.
So some key pieces that they are missing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Brown, Thomas Bryant, Jeff Green. He's not on there anymore.
Is he retired?
I don't think so.
I would go out on top.
Let me see.
I would do a Mo Williams. It's like I might come back and then it's like, nah.
He might have retired. Let me go. Jeff Green.
Jeff Green.
Retirement. Uncle Jeff.
I was actually happy that he won. You know, it was a lot of people on that team I was happy for. Like DeAndre Jordan. I was looking like, ooh, CP and Blake, bro.
Oh, no. He wanted to stay in Denver, but he did leave.
Okay.
I'm trying to find his team, though.
Might have not got picked up.
Houston Rockets.
Yo. Okay.
Uncle Jeff. But every team he's been on has won. So.
I can't deny it. And he still dunks on people.
Mm-hmm. Yo, he'd be crazy dunking on people.
Disrespectful.
Ish Smith, mm-hmm. Deion Reed, and Jack White. I think he played Jack White. Because he had a little game, but he didn't do nothing crazy. But I remember him playing. So they lost some key pieces.
Listen, I'm saying. I still got faith.
I still got them because they're the champions. But it's not like the Cavs to where once LeBron left, you knew it was done.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it was done.
But I say this much. The Cavs came back better than I expected them.
They came back quicker.
Yes.
It
didn't take too
But they
long.
Might be in my pretenders, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Cavs for the East. I didn't even say my pretenders for the East. Yeah. So my pretenders for the East, of course, the Cavs, 76ers, and Raptors. Only because I say Raptors because they made the play-in last season.
You know what? The Chicago Bulls, I feel so bad, man. Because that was that team where
but
I wanted to
they
see
just
that.
Got hurt.
I know. That's not the problem. That's the problem.
But my contenders for the West, mm-hmm. Nuggets, Kings, if Ja comes back,
Grizzlies.
Let me not say if Ja comes back. If Ja comes back, the same
Listen, I player. Listen, I like the Grizzlies as mm-hmm. well.
Suns, I do have to throw the Suns in there, and the Warriors, because I said the Warriors the last time mm-hmm. as my duo. I got to give them that.
Yeah.
Pelicans could do some too, but they're not contenders. Nah. I could see them hitting like the second round.
Hopefully, man. The health is the biggest.
That's what I'm saying
for that team.
But OKC might do something this year, though.
I'm looking forward to it.
OKC might do something this year, and my pretenders, you know, I got them out there. Clippers. I love Kawhi, but they are a pretender to me.
Yep.
I guess that's really the only one. Dallas, I don't see Dallas Mavericks really making going far in the playoffs. I'm not even throwing them in the pretenders.
I feel so bad for Luka, man.
Could Grizzlies be one of those pretenders, but could be contenders though? Because they're still young.
I don't think so. I think they're contenders.
Because
I like as far
when do you reach the age of you're old enough to where you can't get that young excuse? Is it like your fourth, or is it once your rookie contract expires? Is that when you're like big boy now?
It depends on the player, but mm-hmm. overall, I would say, like, this year with Ja, I would say next year would be the year where...
So, three or four?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause
so at the end of the rookie contract?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's usually where it ends for if you're a first round. It's like 3 years, 3-4 years, I think it is.
Copy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so,
you're right, mm-hmm. you're right.
So, now that we got that out the way, you know, we got to bring him up. James Harden over here wilding. You know, off his. I have no problem with James Harden's game.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, with the Nets and the Rockets.
Dog, I love Rockets, James Harden. That was
But there's only. You can only have so much talent
mm-hmm.
before your attitude starts to drive you out. 70s AI.
Mm-hmm.
You can be talented like him, even with after the hamstring. After all that,
mm-hmm.
and still not be it. So,
You know what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, what I suspect it might be. Like what he said about Daryl Morey being a liar and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe that contract he took, that, mm-hmm. You know, the small contract he took, he was promised he was going to get a bigger bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to end up getting it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be his last NBA contract, really.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all it is.
Should have just walked away from the money, man.
He's not doing that, bro.
I get it. It's $30 million. I wouldn't walk away from $30 million either. But still.
I'm just saying, James Harden is one of those players, mm-hmm. where I feel like the money is very important to him.
So now there's this other thing that's also come out too. Yeah. Now this is me doing my little, I'm not a journalist at all, but this is me doing my little bit of research.
Yeah, you're doing your due diligence.
So apparently the coach for the Rockets.
Ime Udoka?
Yeah. He said that while he does like James Harden, Fred is currently the better fit for the team. And, you know, there was that rumor that the Rockets were going to bring James back.
Man, the way he left?
So what?
I wouldn't know.
Cavs? LeBron?
Yeah, but the owner was being disrespectful. I wouldn't. That's different.
Yeah, and the owner was being disrespectful when he left.
What you mean?
As in, the way LeBron left, right?
Mm-hmm.
The owner felt like he could have just came up to me and just said, oh, I'm leaving for this team. Instead of putting it on a national scale.
No, I'm talking about the stuff that happened before that with LeBron and the owner, because it seemed like, you know, him and mm-hmm. Dan Gilbert, it seemed like they always had smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was like, you know.
And rightfully so, because LeBron brought a lot of money in.
Listen, I totally get it. I don't have no problem with what LeBron did, because mm-hmm. I feel like that was just, you know, an instance of disrespect, and he thought he wasn't going to do anything about it, and then he won the chip.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking mad shit about him. He came back, got him a chip, mm-hmm. and he still was kind of kicking him in the ass on the way out. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's James Harden. He was like, yo, I'm going to have, they talking about the fat suit and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, I'm out. Then mm-hmm. he goes to the Nets. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Philly. I'm out. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Talent can only get you so far after a while your attitude's going
to
show.
But I'm not bringing him to the Rockets. It's like, mm-hmm. bro, listen, I got my young core. We'll rebuild and don't even waste my time. Don't
and
waste
not
your
just
time.
That, Udoka don't play that no defense shit. You going to play defense.
That's what I'm saying.
You going to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you're not going to play.
Because Ime Udoka, it seemed like he's a coach that like brings about a culture.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden not coming here with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you're going to affect the younger players. You can't do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially you're rebuilding. And James got a good three years at most
mm-hmm.
left in the league. I'm not wasting my future with what you like to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I totally agree. I think Fred VanVleet, he's going to be good for them. They're mm-hmm. going to be losing a lot, but they'll learn.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because the West has kind of gotten...
Top to bottom, the West is pretty solid.
It's solid, but there's some leeway.
There is.
Because you got OKC, you got the Timberwolves. There's some leeway.
Mm-hmm.
There is. Because, hold on. Let me pull up the roster again. Let me see something.
Because you got Sacramento.
Nah, but realistically, mm-hmm. the Clippers have to stay healthy. Golden State, but Draymond's not healthy.
Wait, what happened to Draymond?
Sprained ankle. He's not starting. So...
I'm still not counting them out, but...
Hold on, let me see something. Draymond Green, ankle.
That's crazy, bro. Bad timing.
Yep, suffered a left ankle sprain during a pickup game. That's why...
Chris Paul effect, bro.
That's why they don't want them players playing pickup games. Because of that.
Bro, Chris Paul effect, bro.
But you got that down. Minnesota has to stay good. New Orleans Pelicans have to stay healthy. OKC's young. Dallas, we don't know what's going on with Dallas. Jazz ain't going to be nothing. Rockets could. They could make the play-ins.
I'm not saying nothing about the Jazz because they was going on a nice little run with Lauri Markkanen.
At the start of the season. Yeah, but as the season trailed off, though.
I know, but I'm just saying that goes for anybody. So
mm-hmm.
the Rockets still have to face the Bucks. They still got to face all those teams in the East who might smack them.
What?
The Rockets.
The Rockets are in the West.
I'm just saying, it goes into your record,
okay.
your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they could lose a lot of those games. They could lose mm-hmm. to the Suns. They could just off inexperience alone,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's like like right now, I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk about it then. But
nah, like I said, I just see him making the play-ins.
I don't see it. Not with the Rockets. If you want to call him a pretender.
No, I'm not calling him a pretender. I'm just saying they can make, because look at their roster this year. That's not this year's. Because I saw James Harden's face pop up. Hold on, here we go.
He's a day, right?
Yeah, that's definitely not right. So, this is their roster. DJ Augustine, Dylan Brooks, Darius Day.
Whoa, DJ Augustine still in the league?
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ 30, Augustine.
He's only 35. Even though it feels like he's 50.
because he came in the same time as KD.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
But look at this roster. Look at this roster before you start saying they can't make the play-ins. DJ, Dylan Brooks, Darius Days, this dude I don't know, Jalen Green, Jeff Green, Nate Hinton, Aaron Holiday, Trevor Hudgens, Jock Boban, Matthew, Kevin Porter's probably about to be off the team.
Yo, go ahead.
Sagan, yeah, he's probably about to be out the league.
He need to be gone.
Jabari Smith Jr., who just had an all right. Yeah, that's summer league. Jason Tate, Amen Thompson, Fred VanVleet, Cam Whitmore. That ain't bad.
It's not good though.
But it's playing team.
I know, but
I'm just saying they got vets.
Listen, man.
They got vets. That's what you need to fix a roster. You need vets.
Listen, that's good for culture, but as far like that's good to like correct their course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's happening this year.
Man, I don't know, man.
We'll see. But yeah, you know, they're not on my list.
But I think it's up to you. If you want, we can clip this Clippers consistently injured co-star versus new CBA. Because
yeah, we can.
Skip yeah, that. Well,
we brought them up so many
saying,
times.
We can skip that motherfucker.
Yeah,
but we can talk about this one though, because this is actually a little important.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant, due to him missing the 25 games due to that suspension, mm-hmm. due to the new CBA, will not be qualified for any accolades like all NBA first team, MVP, or anything within that realm.
Hey man,
that means he's losing out on that contract because those were incentivized into his current contract.
That's the consequences, bro.
So
it's really
he's that. Losing a lot of money.
That's the consequences, though. That it's really that simple. Mm-hmm. That's a wake up call. Cut it out,
yeah.
Pretty much, because it's like, yo, you don't even realize how bad you fumbled.
Mm-hmm. And they, how and bad he lost a lot of sponsorships, a lot of deals. He knows how bad he fumbled.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was just
Nike,
saying.
Nike but, shoes.
But here's my thing.
But they put them back on.
I'm only because they were selling.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they did put them back
they
on.
Don't care about that.
I will say that they did put them back on. I'm not gonna be one sided.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
I would just say this much, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The money talk, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like the morals go out the window when it comes to the companies because everybody wanted his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They selling out.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't get a pair. It's like I'd be dumb to take those off. And we just got rid of Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw a meme.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It was on Twitter. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was when his shoes were first coming out, and everybody was like, yo, I got the new Ja Wicks on.
Yeah. No, I was asking, do it come with a gun?
Like, motherfuckers, yo, I got the Ja Wicks on right now. People call me a shooter. But it's just crazy looking at it. I guarantee you, because the new CBA, I don't know how much the players know about that or how much that's between NFLPA
mm-hmm.
versus NFL, NBAPA versus...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, versus NBA. I don't know how much of it gets put into the players' hands
right.
and how much is just goes to CJ McCollum and that group that does that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if he knew that was coming and was like, oh, I really fucked up. Because if he didn't know that was coming...
I feel like he's had plenty of people talk to him about how bad he fucked up.
And I mean, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Shaw.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about in
mm-hmm.
the league
mm-hmm.
because, like you said, CJ, he's the president of the Players League,
mm-hmm.
Players Association. You got Andre Iguodala. You got those guys. I know they mm-hmm. was like, bro,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you realize how bad this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, he's lucky he didn't get the Gilbert.
Here's the thing.
He's lucky to get that Gilbert Arenas.
That's because he got Adam Silver
Man.
As the commissioner. And I'm not going to lie. I think Adam Silver is going to start changing a little bit. Because
he lied to his face. Straight lied to his face.
I'm just saying he's been nothing mm-hmm. but patient mm-hmm. with players, and they've been taking advantage of mm-hmm. that. And I'm starting to understand why Stern was the way he was.
Nah, because think about when Stern came in, they was doing crack in the locker room.
I'm not talking about the drugs.
But that's why.
But it's getting to
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know the quote. We all heard it. You give a man an inch, he might take it a mile.
That's it.
So it's David Stern put a chokehold on the motherfucker. He's like, you're not gonna do nothing.
Right. But here's my thing. Like mm-hmm. that's behavioral. Mm-hmm. When you get to the money, it's a mm-hmm. lot of players here who are getting contracts and not living up to the contracts, and you're making it look bad for mm-hmm. other, like Tobias Harris, mm-hmm. all these. It's like, what?
No, but that's the team, though.
I know that, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. it's like, yo, some of these deals, man.
Like how I gave you with the Spurs fella. I can't remember his.
Devin something.
Yeah, hold on, let me see Spurs contract recent, because it's going to come right up.
Yeah.
Devin Vassell's $135 million for, mm-hmm. How many years is it? Oh, additional. Oh, that's guaranteed.
But here's the thing.
That's guaranteed money. I thought that was incentive money.
Nah.
$135 guaranteed and an additional $11 million in incentive.
But here's the difference. You have the Spurs right now, and they're
6 years.
Wait, what?
His contract is 6 years.
It's six?
Yeah, 6 years. 135 million for the next 6 years. So he's making approximately $29.3 million a year.
It's a little bit different because with Tobias, they were, you know, it was that year when Jimmy was there and J.J. Redick was there.
And that was a mistake because Tobias Harris didn't even have a good year that year either.
I know that. That's the whole thing, bro.
5 years, $180 million at that time. It was crazy.
But think about it this way.
Even now, it's still crazy.
Think about it. It is.
It's still crazy.
It's never not going to be crazy.
It's still crazy.
But just think about it this way. They decided to pass on Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. Which Jimmy took it
Jimmy
away.
Jimmy been to the finals twice. Mm-hmm. They haven't been to... Did they make the conference finals?
No. Embiid hasn't been past the second round.
That's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. bro. It's like... What are we doing?
Still the only MVP that's never been past the second round.
Listen.
That's a tough stat to live with.
He got time. But I agree. Yeah, it's not a good look. Like I said, he should have won mm-hmm. it last year, but...
But this is why I'm saying I can understand why they tightened it up on the CBA.
I know. Because y'all wildin'.
But giving bench players 20 mil, I kind of see why the older NBA players are like, yo, these, if I had the same check they was getting, I'd be different.
Listen.
Because they are right. But if you bring them into inflation, some of them are starting to get up there. Like a lot of their contracts. Like mm-hmm. Magic's contract with inflation, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's the same, but you're getting close.
Listen, everything was comparable to the time period. It's mm-hmm. not like they're talking about, they're getting paid hundreds of millions. It's like you was kind of getting the hundreds of millions of that day,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you got what you deserve. It's cause the number's bigger mm-hmm. that you feel in a type of way. But it's like, listen, it don't even matter. Just, you know,
just
you,
ball.
That's it. You had your career, bro. You did what you did. If you're a Hall of Famer, I don't see why you're talking about anybody, you know, unless you're like Charles Barkley, you know, because it's entertaining. But it's like...
Well, Charles sometimes says some real shit. It's just people don't like it sometimes.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
And then sometimes he'd be wilding. I'll tell you. Listen, I'll be the first one to tell you.
Listen, man. He riding that line.
But, I mean, look. You gotta... I get it. You know, there's more money being made.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know... There's more advertisement. Players are doing their own thing now. But I do think he does have to start reining them in a little bit. Like, y'all wilding now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring that dress code back in and make it more harsh again. Because what's his face? Off the Wizards was wilding.
Kuzma
be wilding sometimes with some of the... Like, when you have players saying that you're wilding.
You're wild.
Yeah, yeah.
You got Westbrook. Westbrook wasn't like, I wear that.
Yeah. Like, that's a little crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I think the way you circumvent this is you got to have more vets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't just be having bums in the league.
Like the Rockets.
I'm just saying. No, seriously. like, the way that roster's constructed, mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. As far as talent or whatever the case is, it's just I like the makeup of the team mm-hmm. because you have Dylan Brooks who's
defense, but
he's not a vet,
but he sets a standard,
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a voice.
And he got bronze in FIBA.
Hey, man. I can't deny that. All right? Because he be talking his shit in the league, and yeah. he can't, you know, that's a team sport. Can't yeah. back it up necessarily, yeah. but he did it in FIBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, which, by the way, he still averages like 18 points per game in the league. A lot of people don't realize that.
He's not no scrub, but it's just the way he talks, you know.
Yeah, but he's talking to star players like he's a star. That's what people have an issue with. Yeah. Like saying LeBron, you got to drop 50 on me before I respect you is crazy.
But I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's a tactic that gets dudes
going.
No, it gets them contracts.
Yeah.
Because what's the name say? Was it Pat Bev or was it Russ? They like he tricking you. He don't play defense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yo, when you start talking and mm-hmm. then you start getting results like that, you get a Pat Bev, you get a mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks. It's like people start paying attention. You get Draymond Green, and
yeah, it brings media.
Bro, you get contracts off of that.
Contracts, which gives you TV deals. Right. TV deals put you on primetime.
That's it, bro.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand what you're saying.
The teams need personalities. That's one thing that I actually enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks get on my damn nerves, but mm-hmm. I enjoy the back and forth. I know people start, oh, they shouldn't say that. It's like, bro, when mm-hmm. when is the league going to get competitive again? I've been waiting to hear somebody
talk. It's kind of competitive,
shit.
Though.
I'm just saying.
It's starting to. Now, I remember 2010 to 2020, it was a lot of friendly.
That's what I'm saying. It was a lot. I got Ja, you got Anthony Edwards, you got Trae Young. Those three, I love watching them play because they ain't no
Because
friends.
At one point, like a lot of the big teams that made the finals were friends. Mm-hmm. LeBron, Melo, not really. But Melo, but I was saying because they're part of the Banana Boat crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got LeBron, Melo, Wade, CP, all friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the main ones that were really dominant per se in the league, and they were all friends.
Mm.
So there was a lot of friendly buddy people going on to friends teams because they hang out all the time in the off season. So there was a lot of that going on. But now you're starting to see that change with Giannis saying, I don't work out with other people. Even Tyrese Halliburton, because he's wilding out. When Jordan Poole took that long distance three, and everybody's like, "Why would he shoot that?" Steph Curry's on the floor. And this was live too. This was on live TV. And everybody's like, Jeff Green was no. He 2016 Cavs. Look up his name. He was definitely on that roster.
Jeff Green, right?
No, Jeff Green was on there. Channing Frye.
Channing Frye.
That's who it was. It was Channing Frye. Who's that bad model that's always, that had the interview with Derrick Henry and all of them? You see her all the time. She's everywhere now.
Who, Taylor Rooks?
Yeah, her. It was her, Tyrese, and Channing Frye.
Yo, Tyrese, bro, when he's with her, yeah. I'm like, yo, that boy be telling everything. Yeah, yeah. She got the pull.
Yo, when Jordan shot that shot,
mm-hmm.
Channing Frye and her were like, nah, that's a crazy shot. You got Steph Curry on the floor. Tyrese was like, what's wrong with that shot? I would shoot that shot. Like,
I know he would.
They're looking at him like this. This is Channing Frye's face. He's like, but you got Curry. Why would you shoot that shot? Because I'm open.
That's the Curry effect.
Yeah. I practiced that shot.
He's like, I can do that too. It's like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that. But, he just so happens to be good, but other people.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You get that confidence, you start letting shit fly.
Yeah.
But I think, well, since we're pretty much done with sports,
mm-hmm.
Actually, we could probably throw these sports questions in there and then wrap it up with the cyberpunk and the
the strike.
Yeah. This is Mike's question. This is questions he brought to me. I like to give credit for the question.
I appreciate you.
Because he sent them to me, I'm going to answer them in this situation. What moves or things that could be made to improve some of the playoff teams and make them contenders?
And I actually have a handful of, you know, teams. So mm-hmm. like Sacramento.
Mm. Defense.
Mm.
I think their greatest problem is that they can give you 150 a night, 150 points a night. Pause. Ooh. They can give you 150 points a night. That was crazy. Like, oh, that was crazy. Go ahead. But they can give you a large amount of points a night, but they also can give up 100 and some points a night.
That's a fact.
So for them, it would be defense.
Okay.
What's the other teams? If
OKC.
Vets. Mm-hmm. A lot of young players, a lot of young upcoming players like Shy and all them. But I think they need more vets. Let me fact check that before I start talking shit. And then I find out
they got Oladipo.
You know, yeah, but the problem is with him, he's hurt.
I'm not talking about playing like...
No, but it's still, you have to be there.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to be there and playing for them to give you... Like, look at this. That's crazy. Victor's the... Oh, never mind. Okay. Victor and Bertans is the only people that are 30 and over.
Bertans is on that team?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. I didn't know he was still in the league.
But that's what I'm saying. There's nobody over 30 years old on that team besides Victor and Bertans. And Bertans' contract is crazy. But
they need that. They need some vets.
Let me see. I'm trying to make sure that there's nobody over 30. Yeah, no. Those are the only ones.
Okay. So next team, I would say Atlanta.
Let me look up their roster real quick. I want to see some. Because I was going to give them the OKC Rockets too.
Mm-hmm.
The same treatment, which is just veterans. But let me say that. Let me see before. Okay, so they got... but Bogdan's not really a vet, though. No. Well, they got Wesley Matthews. He is a vet. Patty. Okay, so they do... I think with them, it's chemistry. Yeah. Chemistry and coaching, and they have to get used to the coaching ways.
You know what's funny, yo? Mm-hmm. Wes Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he? Did something where he was like,
"Oh, they still got Murray on the team." I thought they let him go.
Who?
Murray. DeJounte Murray.
They just got him. They can't get rid of him.
No, they got him from the Spurs last year. Yes, they will get rid of him that quick.
Did you not see the contract he signed?
You got it right here. 18 mil. I know.
Nah, I'm not getting rid of him. We just lost Collins.
Think about how many players have been recently traded and they just signed their contract.
Listen, I believe you. I'm just saying, I'm not going to do that to Trae Young. Hold on, let me see.
I'm pretty sure it was last season he was traded. But
yeah, he was. Because this was his first year there.
Because I was the Spurs, yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Okay, so last team I got on here is Dallas.
Defense. with them, it's not even veteran. It's just defense. They don't end defense and getting players that do different things.
They need somebody who can be secondary to Luka.
Yeah, do different things.
That's
defense, passing. I'm not saying Luka cannot pass. Let's be real. That boy can pass.
We know he can pass.
But if one player is the only player is the main ball handler, we saw this with CP3, James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You need help. Even respectfully, LeBron.
It's true.
Russell. Even though Russell was giving up some out passes, but Russell...
I was going to say, Russell would be not passing when he should.
But I'm saying, though. I mean, you need defense and effort. And I think that's what sometimes the Hawks are missing, too.
Right.
With, what was the team you just said? I'm drawing a blank.
Dallas,
yeah. You need defense and effort. And that's probably the two things that they're missing.
Okay. Well, that was the last team I had. So appreciate you.
Let me look at some ones on here. Clippers, of course, we all know is health. Minnesota Timberwolves, they need to get rid of what's-his-face, Gobert. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, well,
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, but you can't finesse somebody.
Yeah, there's nobody's going to take him.
The fact that y'all fell for it and y'all gave up everything.
Nobody's going to take him. Pelicans, health.
Yeah.
But they could probably need one more piece.
They could use another piece. I think
Lonzo was supposed to be that piece, but they gave him up too early.
I was going to say they need a point.
They gave him up too early.
They did.
I think if they kept him for a little longer, him, CJ McCollum, and Zion, that's a tough line.
And they got Ingram.
Yeah, and Ingram, that's really a big four. But big Ingram, the problem I have with Ingram, he's not consistent.
No.
He'll be hot 1 week and then cold the next week.
I know. I had him in fantasy a couple times.
Trying to think what other teams. I guess I can go Eastern. Heat, they need more scoring.
They need players. They lost a lot.
No, they just need more scoring. I just, because Heat culture is going to develop people. They just need scores.
Sure.
And they might need one more star. Bam's not a star.
No.
He's not. He's a good player.
He is. But he's not a star. He's shown that.
He can't give you 20, 25 points. And that's what they need. Yeah. Jimmy Butler can give you 25 to 30 points, but that was crazy. I'd have been, y'all not gonna catch me up here like that. I mean, But Cavaliers, I think with them they need more vets.
Yeah,
they got a good young. They got a lot of young players. They got good defense. I think Allen just kind of didn't show up in the playoffs,
and he admitted that. Yeah. I was like, wow, you're not supposed to say that.
Nah, sometimes honesty. Is the best thing. You know what? I flopped on that one.
He's like, yo, the lights were too bright.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. Yeah. So what happens if we actually go to the finals?
But at least you could say, think about Magic kind of said that too.
I know, but
when Magic had his little final situation and then he shit the bed.
I mean, yeah, but come on, he already had.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Nah, I'm not trying.
He already had rings at that point. That's what I'm saying.
Because he got his first ring his rookie season. I don't think we're ever going to see that again.
No. I don't want to say that.
I don't think so.
I think it's unlikely.
A lot of rookies get placed on bad teams.
I know that. But I'm just saying, I don't want to say that because there's a lot of things I didn't think was going to happen that did. So.
No, but think about what I'm saying now. Hear me out. And you can still disagree with it. But just hear me out on this. Think about the situation he came into. The Lakers shouldn't have gotten him.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He should not have been the number one.
Something might happen where somebody who's not supposed to go to the team goes.
That had been a once in a generation kind of situation because they were good that year.
Right.
And they still. And even with, what's his face? I just said his name.
Magic Johnson.
No. It was Magic Kareem and he came
James
after.
Worthy.
James Worthy. They shouldn't have got James Worthy. They were in the finals and they got the first round pick.
I know. That's why I'm like, yo.
That's why I'm saying I don't think that can happen again. Because you don't ever see the league saying, or you don't ever see a team that's in the finals get the first. They're always the third, the 28th to 30.
I know. But I'm not saying no because these rules could change. I don't know. It's very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I'm not ruling that out.
Okay, and your other question was, what can be done to create teams that can dominate in the FIBA Cup and not just the Olympics?
Yeah, so then it's, like the whole world champion discussion. It's like we can actually be that, like dominate everything.
Like for us or just all teams in FIBA? Like America or just?
America. I'm talking about because like the Olympics is the star players from the NBA, but they kind of.
I think the difference is that the Olympics is on. It's the Olympics.
I know.
And while the FIBA World Cup, even though it's FIBA, it's not Olympics.
But I'm just saying, like, what would you do? Because to me, what I'm thinking is, like, those NBA players that aren't in the league, put them on that roster.
Nah. Let me tell you why. Nah.
Why not?
Because there's major sponsors on those teams.
Yeah.
That's why. So the major sponsors won't do that. But I think one thing you could do to get more play, it's not going to work though. But what you could do, but the other teams wouldn't be able to afford it. But like, if you get gold, you still get gold, but you get like $5 million.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Cause the other teams outside of America, you know what I mean? But you could do that if the other stars from other NBA teams actually went to their teams in FIBA. Because right. Giannis was supposed to play in FIBA and he didn't play.
Right.
Murray's supposed to play in Canada. He didn't play. So if the stars from other countries aren't doing it in their own countries, all NBA teams that are American aren't going to do it. That's all I'm saying. You can't ask for the Americans to do it.
No.
When the other teams aren't doing it themselves.
No, I get it. But like for me, I would be like, okay, DeMarcus Cousins, Dwight Howard's not in the league. It's like, I'm putting one of them on that team.
Isn't it invitational?
I'm inviting them.
I don't know. I'm not saying.
I'm not saying those players in particular. I'm just
saying. I'm not calling Dwight Howard no scrub because he's not. But
he's an older player.
He's an older player. He's not the same like he was. You can use him as a vet.
Yeah, that's, you know, you need somebody.
I take him over Portis.
That's what I'm saying.
that's a crazy comparison, though.
Listen, you need at least one vet who's been there already, and you can't just have a bunch of, like, I don't want to say nameless, but it's like C-tier NBA players and think you're going to pull it off. You need some Bs, some A. And if you could get former A's and B's who can still play, and that's the problem. But if you had, like, what you, you know, you love Kemba, it's like throw Kemba in there. I'm not saying he's going to be the focal point, but it's like you got to get somebody who could do something.
Yeah. No, you're right. I do. I think if they had gotten somebody that was more of a prominent figure, like they could have got Uncle Jeff.
Yeah, they don't have to go with star players like from bad teams. Just get somebody who's competent with it.
No, that's fair. But I think that's the only way. I think the only way the FIBA teams would get better for America is if the teams that are in FIBA got exponentially better to where we was getting like smoked. Like, we're getting killed by, like, 20, 30. Then the American players would be like, all right, what's going on here? Because they saw that in FIBA, and now they're coming to the Olympics.
I would hate that.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's always been like this for FIBA. Gilbert Arenas said the same. They had Tracy McGrady what's his name? He was on the, when they were at New Jersey Nets with the point guard.
Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson was on it.
The point guard? Are you talking about Jason Kidd?
Yeah, I think they said Jason Kidd was there too. Kidd was on that FIBA team. But I'm trying to remember, it was Vince Carter and who was the other motherfucker? He came from the Nuggets. He was traded from the Nuggets. He has a kid in the league right now.
Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, Kenyon Martin. He was also on that team, on that FIBA team.
Okay.
And then the following year, they invited none of them back. And then that's when that team lost. Mm-hmm. In the FIBA. So I just think it's one of those, the other teams have to get better. And then we'll say, all right, we got it. It's the same thing with the Olympics. They were using college students until like the 90s. Was it 93 Olympics? What was it? 92 Olympics. Before then, it was all college kids. And like you said, like G League teams, per se G League. I'll use that as an example. But yeah, mostly college students.
So.
No problem, of course. I guess this is a quick topic, so that's why I'm bringing it in there. Cyberpunk selling $25 million after having that horrible jump start. That's more. I only put that in there just to show that if you keep up with a game, it shouldn't come out broken. That's one. But if you fight back and at least you stay with it, I can respect it. So credits to them for at least staying with it. Unlike Anthem.
Shout out to the comeback.
Yeah.
Cause
the startup was a little crazy. The startup was a little crazy.
That's just a problem I have with gaming in general, is releasing incomplete content and then you're still expecting people to play like DLC and
pay that $70.
Right.
That's crazy.
Listen, that's $70 without the tax.
That's what I'm saying. It's really $74. I just bought a game, that's how I know. $74.35.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's at that point.
And because really nobody, I might actually get Cyberpunk if it drops down to $20. I ain't gonna lie. if it drops down to $20, I'll get it again. Cause their DLC is free. They don't charge for DLC.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. They shouldn't either.
Yeah, but that's cause they learned a lesson.
I was gonna say, like the thing
is, CD Projekt Red never charged for DLC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. They never have.
Respect to them. But, I want to chalk it up to the pandemic, but at the same time, the difference, like this isn't new, like releasing unfinished games, which...
Bethesda.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, they would release finished games. It would just be buggy.
Yeah, even then, it's like you should have worked some of that stuff out. But, you know, it's... I don't like that personally because back, you know, I don't want to sound like an old nigga, but back in our day...
Back in our days, crazy. Damn, we getting old.
Yeah, no. We ain't gonna talk on that. But it's like the game was complete, bro. Mm-hmm. Like if there was DLC, it's like you waiting for the next game. And I know obviously the release windows were shorter, it was less teams, it wasn't as involved. But, you know, so I always think of Watch Dogs, the first one,
mm-hmm.
because they had that crazy demonstration because I think PS4 was, it was.
They ran it on a PC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So it looked crazy.
And then I think in the PS3, that shit was not crazy. Or PS4.
But I'm just saying, like, when you have the demo, you can dedicate all your resources
to that one part.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. that's how you get everybody. But mm-hmm. it's like, that's not how the rest of the game looks. You got to keep it a little more realistic. Yeah.
Be honest.
That's why Watch Dogs 2 didn't do mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie.
Even though that was a good game. It was actually a good game.
I didn't really particularly enjoy. I like the game.
Compared to 3.
I like the gameplay.
Yeah.
I didn't like.
I didn't like 3.
You mean Legion?
Yeah, I didn't like Legion.
I didn't even play that.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, I liked 2 because it was more pop. It was more colorful colors because they were in Cali, I think it was. But
yeah, they was in San Francisco. I like that game a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as graphically mm-hmm. and driving around, it's just cool
because mm-hmm.
it's like GTA, yeah. but, you know, mm-hmm. there, but.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap it up with this last big one right here.
Cool.
So there's going to be a good old strike happening. Members signal their determination to reach a deal as the... Oh, wait. Wrong one. That's old. Here we go.
technical difficulty.
The SAG... I don't know how to say this. This is long. The SAG-AFTRA members approve video game strike authorization vote with a 98.32% yes vote. I don't know why you needed that 98.32%. I guess they want to be accurate.
Prove their point.
Yeah. I guess they want to be accurate. So there is a strike that might be coming. And a lot of this has to do with the voice actors, but I think it's just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will read this quote right here from what's this fella's name? It's from a CEO. I guess they didn't name the CEO. It's time for the video game companies to stop playing games and get serious about reaching an agreement on this contract. The result of this vote shows our membership understands the essential nature of these negotiations and that the time is now for these companies, which are making billions of dollars and paying their CEOs lavishly, to give our performers an agreement that keeps performing in video game as a viable career. So the voice actor said, "Fuck this, we out." And that's the most professional way to say that.
Pretty much,
we out. And fair enough, rightfully so. I do think that the video game industry should unionize. We've started to see this with certain companies. Let me fact check this. I just can't remember the name of the company. They are starting to unionize because it's starting to become enough. I mean, you can't have these people working these hours. Working crunch, working, staying at this place, staying at the studio for months at a time to reach this game quota, and then they get done with that, and it's, all right, next game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say some of them get vacations, but
that's standard.
Yeah, like
you got to have humane conditions, you have mm-hmm. to have realistic expectations, and you can't be working people into the ground, and you still come out with a game that's not finished just for deadlines. Mm-hmm. It's like, all you're doing is, you know, it's going to be bad for you in the long run because that's a reputation thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what you said with Cyberpunk, I'm like, it's better that they did fix the game and they made it good. You know, they actually believed in their project enough. Mm-hmm. And it might be the Keanu Reeves effect, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, they came back and fixed the mistake and Anthem just gave up.
And they can give a fuck.
That gives you a reputation, that gives you a mm-hmm. stigma, and it's like, for future business, people not trying to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have, you know, you gotta pay your workers, you gotta make sure the creatives are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. Just to give you another stat. So mm-hmm. so the Aegis Union, or the Aegis CWA, whatever that long acronym means, is the U.S. fifth video game union overall, joining groups like Raven Software, Blizzard Albany, ZeniMax, and I ain't never heard of this company before, but a VR/AR games developer named Tenderclaws. So those are the main companies that have unions right now, currently.
It's not enough.
But they are starting to unionize, but they seriously do have to start looking into this. Because there's a reason. I was supposed to originally become a game developer.
Okay.
I was going for game programming in college.
That'd have been dope.
And then I started looking at the treatment of game developers.
That wouldn't have been dope.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to have a better chance going into media entertainment and just doing podcasting, producing, or whatever.
It's true.
And if I can't get into a studio, I can always just become a technician for audio and go from there. I have options.
Yeah.
While game dev, I know how to code, but I'm mostly software. I'd have to learn hardware. I'm not trying to do all that. So I'm trying to make my money in my field and be happy. So, I mean, you just got to be better. I mean, I understand business is about getting the most you can for the dollar. Mm-hmm. Right, I get it. So if let's say the industry is a dollar, the most the companies want to spend out that dollar is 5 cents.
Yeah.
But eventually you have to start realizing that these are people too. And maybe you just start, maybe instead of, you know, 5 cents, 25 cents. Move them up to, you know, a quarter. Take them off the nickel. Because who the fuck gives a fuck about a nickel?
Hey, man.
When was the last time you walked around with some nickels in your pocket? A bunch of nickels.
Guess what? When you ain't got shit, nickel look good. But I'm just saying.
That's fair. No, that's true.
But I'm just saying. You know, I totally agree. It's no reason for it. It's like it just being cheap. They're not really trying to.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Trying to see. The first multi-department video game union that was established in 2000 in July 2022. The first.
See, that's the problem.
See, yeah, that's
the problem, bro.
I was trying to find who was the first. I think it was, I'm pretty sure, what they say, it was Blizzard, I think it was. I think it was Blizzard Albany that became the first. Or it could have been ZeniMax, too. Actually, let's fast tear. Give me 1 second. I know this is unprofessional. You're not supposed to have. Oh, it was Tenderclaws.
Tenderclaws?
Tenderclaws was the first one. Tenderclaws Human Union.
Wow. But it's you got to compensate people for the work they do and your demands. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you got to make it make sense for people.
And it was because of the Activision Blizzard situation.
Yeah. So
you know about what happened in that situation, right?
Go ahead. Tell me.
So they were trying to think. Fuck it. I don't have to be professional. It's my podcast. They were out here doing things to women that worked in. You know, hazing, a lot of hazing that was going on, a lot of corporate hazing.
Can't do that.
A lot of molesting, a lot of making people do things that in order for them to get a promotion, like, oh, we want you to do 15 backflips, or like, that's just an example.
I know
15
what you
backflips
mean.
To get this, or, you know, shit like that. So that's why this whole thing really started, was off
that
and that was bad. That was like a lot of people.
Yeah, that's terrible. No, that's one of those things where it's like, what are you really doing, bro? Like, just abusing your power. Mm-hmm. It's like no reason for you to do that. Just hire people.
Oh, would you look at that?
What's that?
So it came from Sega workers. The Tentacles Human Union.
Mm-hmm.
It came from Sega workers. Sega.
Okay.
So
okay.
After years of disappearing, they didn't come back with a console. They came back with a union.
Listen, man, Sega games suck.
What? No, I'm talking about the older ones.
No, well, the older ones are good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As I said, they didn't come back with a console. They came back with a union.
Yeah.
they didn't come back with a good game. They came back with a union. So you got to give them respect for that.
Hey, shout out to the union, bro. No, I respect that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, I guess it's Sega workers, so not Sega. So I guess it doesn't really suck.
Yeah, that's a fine line. I get you.
But,
hey man, pay these people, bro.
Pay them and give them proper working conditions. Not having them stay. If you have to, I'd rather you delay a game.
You basically kidnapping people, you holding them hostage.
I'd rather you delay a game for another year or two. I'll deal with that.
You might as well, because if you're gonna release it unfinished, it's the same difference.
Unfinished, and when people are stressed out because they know it's unfinished and they know, you know, the investors, the CEOs, they're not gonna take the heat. The people that's going to take the heat is the game developers.
That's it. So.
So, I do think that has to change.
You're only helping yourself in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I do think it has to be the game devs that go that riot.
He going to step further. Not riot.
That going to strike. Because if they go on a strike, you can't make no games without game development.
That's a fact.
And whoever crosses that line, once those other developers come back, you think you're going to stay? Unless you're really that good.
Right.
They'll keep you. But do you really think you're going to stay once the regular ones come back? Nah. You're going to get told. So,
GGs.
That's what I'm saying. But, so I guess we'll call it a wrap. Been what? A good old 2-hour show? Started at 9:30-ish? Yeah, around there.
Yeah, I guess so.
No. Yeah, 9:30-ish. Right? We got food. Oh, it's perfect. We just look at that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, so that's perfect. So we're going to wrap it up. This is coming from Rack Studio. Roman, what's the name of your album that's coming out?
New album coming out is...
See, I did the same thing. I think in the intro, I said the same thing. I forgot the name of it.
I forgot the name.
I was trying to look it up on Instagram, but check out Roman's album. He does have a new album coming out. This is not paid. This is, I like to do this because he gives us the opportunity to use the studio, and I think that's fair.
You're doing you're looking out for it, though.
Yes, sir.
It's October 10th.
October 10th.
Album name is Are You Even Listening?
October 10th, Are You Even Listening? Think about it like that. If you forget the name, just think, was I even listening to them say the name? If you can't remember, that's the perfect way to remember it. That's coming out. And like I said, we're at Rack Studio. Beautiful studio. And yeah, this has been your boy, episode 6. Expect some more guests. You know what I mean? Don't be surprised that, you know, fuck it. I'm going to put it in audio. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden your boy starts popping up on YouTube and video. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what we're hoping for.
So, yeah, it has been your boy, Huey, episode 6, with good old cousin Mike.
Appreciate you having me, bro.
And we will. Yes, sir. Hell yeah. And we will see you guys later.
Peace.
In this part of my life, I'm growing up, and I wanna do this the right way, go out of it, grow out of it in the best way possible. So thank you guys for being there thus far, and it's only going to get better.